The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, December 10th, 2017, with Reverend Jimmy Crishan.
Today's theme is love. This is the second Sunday in Advent. Today we light two purple candles. Last Sunday we lit the candle of hope. This Sunday we light the candle of love. One verse that may be able to memorize and remember on this day is John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Some people may not know the love of other people. That makes it harder for them to understand God's love. During Advent, we pray that we may remember again God's gift of Jesus to the world and know that God's love for all people is the reason for this gift. When we look at the second candle, we remember God's love. When we read the words of Scripture, we know of God's greatness and care. We remember God's love at Advent when we remember that God sent Jesus to us to help us know that God is loving and just. Let us hear this reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let us pray together. Follow me in the insert. Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the words found in our Bible that help us remember your love and care. Help us see how we can bring God's message to the people we meet in our schools, at our jobs, and in our neighborhoods. Help us to be messengers of God's love for everyone. Amen.
Today, I'll be reading from Mark 1, verses 1 through 8, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I bet you've been sitting there just wondering about this sermon title, right? Sure, you've been, and you've been thinking about, why is he reading Mark 1 through 8? This don't have anything to do with light, does it? And I bet you've just been studying all of those scriptures in your bulletin, just getting ready for this week, right? You've just been hanging on to every one of them, right? Been going through them, just and so getting ready for worship this morning, and you were getting your clothes on, and you were thinking about, and this is the beginning of the God. And that was just going through your mind, wasn't it? No, not really. You know, pastors can dream. You know, the reality is, you know, how do we get ready for worship, really? I mean, who told you there was a list to check off? Did anybody give you the list? Did anybody get the memo? Tom, you didn't include it in your email. You know, I think the reality is getting ready to worship is coming to church. I think getting ready to worship is the first piece of that is setting aside the time to come. Because you could have been doing anything this morning, sleeping in. How many of you had an extra soft bed this morning? Extra warm blankets? That pillow was just right, wasn't it? When Trinity was little, I used to go in to get her up, and she didn't want to get up, and she would say, "I'm stuckin'." She didn't want to get, she was stuckin'. And I would, you know, go under and slice her loose from the bed, you know, and it was funny. But it's funny, on Sunday, we usually stay up way too late on Saturday night too, don't we? Maybe not as we get older, but sometimes we do. So it makes it a little harder to get out of there on Sunday. But how do we really get ready to worship? What is worship? And what do we call this thing, worship? We come to church on Sunday morning, and for most of us, I would guess that we come in, we made it, we get sat down, we kind of get our thoughts collected, and everything starts running through our mind, don't it? Have you thought about the bills you got to pay next week? Maybe you're thinking about how busy you are through Christmas, the dynamics of family, turkey, ham, the expense of it, the gifts to get, the shopping to get done, the pressure that just kind of piles on along with the regular stuff. You know, I think sometimes we come into church on Sunday morning and our mind is just full of everything left yet undone. Or yet to be done. And we kind of just come, don't we? And the final exams are coming up, right? The semester's coming to a close, and kids are getting done with a semester in college, and they're figuring out what, you know, it's a lot going on, isn't it? You get time off, you get time away, and you know, and all of, how many of you are there this morning? Or maybe you're even further, you're thinking about someone you love that won't be there this Christmas. A name that isn't on the list to get a present for this year. Maybe you're thinking about that person who's health has declined, and they won't be enjoying the holiday season. Maybe it's even deeper than that. Maybe you're thinking about, will I have a job come January? Maybe you're waiting on a test result or somebody you know is. Maybe you've come into the sanctuary this morning. You feel very vulnerable, used, beaten up by the world around you. Maybe you feel a little bit like Peter as he got out of the boat and the storm raged. Maybe the reality is we come into the sanctuary this morning and we're far from ready to say, praise you, Jesus. Maybe we feel the devil is tempting us, dragging us away. Maybe we do come ready to worship. Maybe all is good. Maybe that's the thing about coming together to worship. We can mix it up. The good and the not so good. But wherever you are this morning, however you got here, however you sat down, wherever you are in this time together, I invite you to come among us. I invite you to leave that stuff out there for a few minutes. I invite you to rest from it. Christ would say to come unto me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I invite you to the sanctuary, to the Advent, to the lighting of candles, the singing of hymns, the prayers together. I invite you to leave that out there for a little while and just come here. And Mark writes, this is the beginning of the good news, the gospel. John will say in the beginning, the light comes into the world and we light candles in worship every week. For that candle represents Christ. And Christ represents the light to the world. When John says, the one who's coming, the one who is promised, and Mark records John's words, we need to kind of get a picture in our minds of light that's coming into darkness. And when light comes into darkness, darkness yields. But light's a wonderful thing in our life. Have a look around right now. How many different colors do you see? Only with light can you see them. Jesus is the light unto the world. Jesus is the light of hope. That is the hope of Christmas. But he's also the light of love. You see, love, doesn't it brighten your day? How many of you have got a pet? Anybody got a pet? Do you know what the best part about a pet is? They're always happy to see you. Have you ever noticed that? Either they don't have good memories, but they're always happy to see you. I wish people were the same. You know, sometimes they dodge you. Sometimes they're in bad moods. Sometimes as soon as they see you, they're like, oh, no, not that one again. You know? How many of you felt like you really didn't want anybody to even see you at times? I'm not talking about I don't have my hair fixed or my makeup on. It's working good for me, right? Yeah. How many of us just sometimes feel like, turn the lights off and leave me alone? Pull the blanket up. Are you here yet? Or are you still there? Come from that place into the light of Christ and know his love that is greater than anything that we face. Any trial that we undergo. Don't listen to the darkness that seeks to take you away from our Christ. John's proclamation of that at first Advent long ago was that Christ is coming, the promise, the hope. This is God's love incarnate among us in the person of Jesus. Emmanuel, literally God among us. I'm so amazed that he came as a vulnerable little baby in a manger, born to two imperfect people to take care of him. Can you imagine how risky that was? And he grew into the Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, who gave his life on a cross for us. And the light became the life, literally. And love was poured out on that first Advent, that coming. And that love is still with us. For Jesus promises, I am with you. Are you here? Don't let the darkness overcome you. Don't let the pressures of the holiday season destroy your joy. Don't let the calls of the world and the peer pressures and all of that stuff drag you out into the darkness that seeks to hide us from everything, separate us from God. John said, I'm not worthy to even untie his sandals. Isn't that the thing about love? Isn't it? How many of us are really worth the love of God? I mean, we're just so good, God should love us anyway. Anybody there? I'm not raising my hands. You know, how many of us have such endearing qualities? Now, let me be warning you. If you think you've got those redeeming qualities, then you really need to be here. That God would just have to love you and me. God chooses to love us. That's what love is, isn't it? It's love that gives that we may receive. And what do you do with what you receive? You use it, right? Right? No. You put it away. You hide it. You use it. Christ is indeed light into a darkened world. Hope. And our hope is in the coming of Christ again. Yes, but it's in the presence of Christ now. The light with us, not the light coming, it's the light among us. Wherever you find yourself this week, let the light of Christ be with you. Whatever trial you face or temptation that comes your way, let the light of Christ be in it. Don't let him separate you out of God's love or make you think you should go back into the darkness and cover up with the blanket. Well, Pastor, I'm just struggling with stuff. Talk to somebody. Look around. I would hope that we can talk to each other. I hope that our brothers and sisters would care to hear from us and take the time to listen. That's part of what being part of a church family is. I like to listen, but I'm called on to talk sometimes more than listen. We had the women's installation of officers on Thursday, and it's good just to listen to stories and history. And the things that have and the things that will. It's good to share those stories. Why do you think we have them? That we can share them. You see, we light the candles to remind us that Christ is the light of the world. And when we accept Christ into our lives, that light is alive in us. And we have the opportunity to share it. But not only to share it, but to use it in our own life. To let that darkness go away. Pastor, how do I do that? Number one, pray. When you find yourself in that place of darkness and it seeks to overcome you, begin to pray. The next thing to do is go here. And to know Christ with you. Always, the promises. You see, that's what Mark's talking about here. We can trust God's promises. And God promised us a Messiah, and the Messiah came. The Messiah said, I'm coming back, and we can trust his promises. For he truly is light and hope, love. For light and love go together, don't they? May we know his light in us. May we share his light with the world around us. And may we remember that the light always overcomes the darkness. Whatever it may be, may the light of Christ be in it. Amen. Let's close our eyes for just a minute. I may spend more time here than I really did with the sermon. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed for just a minute. I feel like there are those some among us who are struggling with the darkness, and is seeking to overcome them, to pull them away, to steal the very light of Christ that tries to shine into their lives. I feel that this morning. You've been here long enough. No, I don't usually do something like this. There's a battle going on between the dark and the light, the good and the bad, trust and love, faith and hope. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Please don't look around right now. If that's you, would you slip your hand up and take it right back down so I can pray for you this week? I thought so. Pastor, I'm not even sure I'm on the faith journey sometimes. There's a lot of doubt in my faith. If that's you, slip your hand up, because that too can be darkness. For where there is doubt, the devil shows up with deception. You need the light. Pastor, I'm struggling with hoping for God's miracles, believing God's miracles, but not seeing them or experiencing them. I struggle. Pray for me this week. If that's you, slip a hand up. Amen. Pastor, I'm struggling with challenges of family and dynamics of family and relationships and friendships and trusting people and knowing what to do. If that is you, slip your hand up this morning. Amen. Pastor, there's just dynamics at work in my life and I don't understand. I sometimes don't know when it's the tempter or when it's the opportunity. Pray for me to have discernment. If that would be you, slip your hand up this morning. Pastor, I'm facing decisions. I'm facing struggles. I'm facing maybe even identity crisis. Would you pray for me that Christ would lead me in that? If you would be that person, slip your hand up. Pastor, I'm just ready to fold it all in and walk away from it. Pray for me this week. Let me see your hand so I can pray for you. Amen. Pastor, I don't know what to think. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to turn. I'm overwhelmed with everything that's going on. Pray for me this week. Slip your hand up. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I know I've got a lot of stuff going on, but I want to pray for others who may be where I am. If you'd do that, would you slip your hand up to pray for others? Our gracious and loving God, so many hands have been lifted, showing hearts that need you afresh and anew today. Light into the darkness that we face differently, for different reasons, different situations, but darkness in our life nonetheless. Trials and tribulations, temptations, all of it wanting to draw us into times of conflict and doubt, times of uncertainty and loss of hope, of shattered dreams and unrealized ambitions and hopes and recognitions. Father, whatever it is that we face, please give us your light. Let us know your love, that we would know your strength, that we could feel your peace, and that we could have hope in you that's eternal, hope in you, Father, above all things, in the amazing and the magnificent and the unexplainable. To see you at work in our lives and the lives of those we love. Father, let us truly know the light in us is Christ, and that light cannot be put out. So let the darkness flee, the doubt drain away, the deceptions fade, and hope be restored. Hear our hearts and hear our prayers this morning, offered in Jesus' name. Amen. May the light, which is Christ Jesus, go with you, bless you, and keep you. May it move the doubt. May it move the darkness. May it give you hope. May you share it with the world around you and know Christ with you, in you, and working through you this week. And truly may now the light in the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.